Everybody knows that I'm saying it for the recording. The noise that you're hearing is the building going up. So as irritating as it is, I'm really happy about it. Okay, we are in Shaar Gimel Perek Yud Beis, sort of in the middle. And we're talking about Kishuf, which is often translated as black magic. Kishuf, somebody does Kishuf. But I think what we're learning here is that not only is it magic, that's just one little piece of it. What it really is the whole Koach Hara that Hashem created. There's a whole Marechet. And in the words of the Zohar, bring it then as it's here, the Zohar says that K'moshi Yesh Ba'olam HaBriya, this Zohar is quoted by the Ramchal. K'moshi Yesh Ba'olam HaBriya Shiva Hecholos, Kein Yesh B'Sitra Achra Shiva Hecholos Shel Tuma. Means Shiva Hecholos, let's call it the Shiva Spheros. Chesed Gevura Tiferes Netzach Hod Yisrael Malchus. They have a counterpart in the Tzad Hara. Spooky. Whole thing going on. Kishuf is one little, what we call Kishuf is one part of it. V'nikru b'shemois. They're called by names. They're called, you'll recognize them, Bor, Shachas, Duma, V'loi kol yorde Duma, Salmoves, Gam kielich begeit, Salmoves. I think we tend to translate them all as like hell. But obviously that's not what David HaMelech was saying. Gam kielich begeit, Salmoves means that even if I seem to be walking on the dark side, begeit Salmoves, Loi kol yorde Duma are not mahalel Hashem. They're not praising Hashem. Loi kol yorde Duma. Duma, the Zohar says, is one of the names for the other side. Sitra Achra is a catch-all phrase. Sitra Achra. This is basic, and we need to know these things, so I don't know how to crawl into it, but these are the basic things. Sitra Achra means the other side. And the Mekubalim, the Zohar, talks about the Sitra of Kedusha, Sitra Achra. There's a side which is Or Hashem, and then there's another side which Hashem created and needs to be in this world, which is Sitra Achra. What's most familiar to us, and we just think it means something else, is I think the most common manifestation of where we see this is not by people doing Kishuf in India, but we see Yetzer Hara, Yetzer HaTov. So the Yetzer Hara is the manifestation of that Tzad of Ra. Yetzer HaTov is the manifestation of the Tzad HaTov. One second, I say everybody wants to say something. Let me just, I lose my thoughts. So that's what we have, Tov, and we have Ra. According to the Talmud Tevarah, if you remember, we learned together in Perek Vav, one is Chesed, one is Gevura. In other words, one's coming with, and the Gra says from this, in the back of the Siddur, the Gra says that you'll find that the Koach Hara is much stronger than the Koach HaTov. Not that it's stronger, but its manifestation is stronger. Meaning, like a person wants to do something bad, they're running, they're ambitious, they're crazy with it. A person to put on tefillin in the morning, you don't find people that are so like meshuggah with it. Like, yeah, my gosh, I got to put that tefillin on right now. Can't wait. you could train yourself to want to daven netzachama, but it's not natural to be the person. Because Hashem said, ki yetzer lev ha'adam ra min urav. The yetzer is ra. But Hashem put that ra there, and it has all these names. Bor, Shachas, Duma, Choiva, Sheol, Tachtis, Salmoves, Eretz. These are all names of things that are manifested. They're not bad things. The Rama Mipeno says beautifully, he says, the reason why it's called Yetzer Hara is because it's a Reyim Ahuvim with the Yetzer HaTov. Ra, and this is in general a good shot in Ra, it's bad, it's friends, it's a partner, good cop, bad cop. It's a partner in the whole Bria. Like the Gemara says, if there wouldn't be Yetzer Hara, there would be no Peruvu. It's not a bad thing, it's a good thing, but it's working with a different koach altogether, the taiva of it. So that's the Yetzirah, Yetzirah Tov. Right. Tov Ma'od means no ra, I believe. But Tov Ma'od, oh, the Medrash says, Zu Yetzirah, which is not a contradiction, because it means that the ra is good. The ra was turned over good. So that's what we've been learning. And I want to point something out. A couple of things. Number one, and then we're going to zoom once we know all this, but something that we're all involved with. Noach, Avraham. Last week, this week. Noach, Avraham. It's fascinating to me because with Noach, we start getting to know this man, even at the end of Parshas Bereishis. Ve'yichi lemech shtayim u'shmoinim shonim u'ma'ash shonah ve'yivolad ben ve'yikra shmoin Noach le'mor ze yinachameinu mima'aseinu me'yitzvein yadeinu. He's going to be our Yeshua. He was just born. This is what they said at his bris. This is going to be the Nechama. In other words, the whole world was bad. Everything was bad. The curse of Gan Eden was koitz v'dardar tatzmiach lachem. Everything's going to be thorns and thicket. And difficult to plow and difficult to plant. It's not an easy thing. It's not like you buy a plant in the store. Farming is a difficult job. And that was part of the curse that Adam received for the aver of the Eitz Hadas. And Zayinachameinu, Meitzon Yadenu, this is going to finally give us some relief. Min ha'adoma she'er Hashem, from the Adama which Hashem cursed, yeah? Hashem cursed the land. Noach was the great white hope. And then the Torah goes on, talks about how the Noach matzachein be'enei Hashem as he grew older. Ela told us Noach is tzaddik, tamim ha'yu b'deraisav, as alikim is alach Noach. What tremendous, Rashi says, zecher tzaddik livracha. Tzaddik, tamim, as alikim is alach Noach. Who wouldn't want that to be said on their kever, right? Like that's the greatest words. Take by contrast, Avram Avinu, all we know is that he was Terach's son, and all we know is he married a woman by the name of Sarai. This is in Parshas Noach, the end of Noach. Vayikach Terach as Avram Benoves Lot. Ben Haran ben Beno Vesarai Kalosai Ashes Avram Beno Vayetsu Ita Meur Kastim Lalechas Artziknan. He started taking them to Eretz Yisrael. Vayavoyu Ad Haran Vayeshu Shem, and they got stuck in Haran, maybe Turkey. You know, they were going to Eretz Yisrael, and they got stuck in Haran. Nothing, we don't see any difference here between Avram and Light. We don't see anything. There's a reason for that. All of a sudden, Vayomer Hashem al Avram, Lech Lecha, Me'artzecha, Me'ladcha, Be'savicha, La'artz Hashem Areka. By Noach, we have a whole Agdama here. Oh, he's tzaddik, Tamim Hayyab Deroysa. He was a wonderful guy. Everybody knew him as a wonderful guy. He's going to be the Yeshua for the whole world. Everything. Noach, Mandoch Hashmei, like nothing. Lech Lecha, Ma'pitom, like Lech Lecha, like you. Let's go. Okay, there's a lot of Midrashim. All on the word Vayetsu Ita Meyur Kastim, that he jumped into fire and he was a tzaddik and he broke the idols of Terach. We all know the stories. They're the stories we hear as kids. But it doesn't say any of it in the Chumash. It does say by Noach that he was a tzaddik, but everyone it doesn't say anything. And you want to know why? Radical? Because he wasn't a tzaddik. That's why it doesn't say anything. He was a potential tzaddik. And he was an iconoclast. And he became a tzaddik. Nobody said at his birth, Ze Yinachameinu. By Noach it says,
why does it say that?
Why?
I mean,
I'm going to explain to you.
We don't know his free will yet.
I'm going to explain to you. By Yom Hashem le Noach, there's a little bit further in Parshas Noach. Why? You should all come into the ark. Why? Because you, I see you're a tzaddik. Avraham Avinu doesn't say tzaddik, I don't think, anywhere. Maybe later. Naaman. He was brave. He was strong. The Rambam says the Lashon, which is bothersome and thrilling all at the same time. The Rambam says the Lashon that in Avraham Avinu's generation, everybody was Ovid Avodah Zarah. So Rambam says, Va'af hu af Avram Ovad Imohem. And Avraham Avinu was part of the church. He was a choir boy. He was worshiping Avodah Zarah. He was building Avodah Zarah. He was promoting Avodah Zarah, and he even felt, according to the Medrash, he helped his father in the business. He was questioning. So who was Avraham Avinu? He was a questioner. Now, take this Ha'ara, which I think is shot. You know, Noach was a tzaddik. Avraham Avinu wasn't a tzaddik. And all of the Rashis that say who's bigger, Avraham Avinu was bigger, Noach was bigger, but the Raisa put it all into one perspective. The difference was, La'aniyus da'iti, that there's two ways to be. One way is to be this Marechet HaTov and Marechet HaRa. One way is to be tzaddik. Esalikim Yisalech Noach. He walked with Hashem, he was right up there. Another way is to be maybe down here, but you're fighting with the Koach HaRa and bringing it Latov. Now, this doesn't have to sound like Star Wars. It's really very simple things. Two ways to be. Noach was not able to influence his generation. Avraham Avinu, as a nefesh asher asa b'charan, was able to influence his generation. Why? Because the Noach was a tzaddik. He was here. He wasn't being osik and wasn't willing to be osik in the koiches hara in the world. They're a bunch of bad people. Leave me alone. He wasn't willing to do that. And Hashem wanted him to do it, but he wasn't able to do it. Avraham, finally, when the whole story was over, Hashem appointed Noach, you. You are a person that are involved in the Ra, and you could be Kovesh the Ra. Avraham. Avraham Avinu. That's correct. Well, okay. Let's not skip. It's certainly a different. You see the Noach, let's call it the Noach method of righteousness and the Avraham Avinu's method. You know, everybody knows. The Gemara says, "Makom shebal tshuva oimed ein tzad gamer yochol amid sham." Well, tshuva. What? Why? So it's not just that. You know, well, you had more testing, more challenges. No, the bal tshuva is fighting through the kochos hara. And the tzaddik is a tzaddik. Everything. Gentlemen, this is kol ha'terekula. I'm not, this is not like alternative knowledge. This is kol ha'terekula, starting with the Eitz Hadas, going all the way through Shlomo HaMelech. And further and further and further until the Chorban Beis HaMikdash. It's all this Tov Hara. I believe that if not for this, then we're not understanding the Torah. It's a bunch of Bible stories. This is the issue. Let me tell you. So we spoke last at the beginning of the week. We spoke about how Moshe Rabbeinu, which was he, the Noach or the Avram? What was his model? Forget the Google him and what you know about Moshe Rabbeinu.
But
Moshe Rabbeinu was born Nismale Kolabayis Oira. That's what the Gemara says. Rashi brings. Moshe Rabbeinu was born Nismale Kolabayis Oira. It did not happen when I was born. Nismale Kolabayis Oira. Wow. Tzaddik. Hashem tells him, go to Mitzrayim. That's where you need to go. Go to Mitzrayim. Mitzrayim? Ra. I don't want to go to Mitzrayim. Or else, Vasayim Anoichi. Kvad Peh Anoichi. And Hashem is admonishing him, no, you need to go to Mitzrayim, and you need to speak to Mr. Paro, who is the ultimate Ra guy. understand that it's. I don't mean that Pyrrho was evil. He was evil, but that's not what I mean. What I mean is that the Egyptian culture were the experts at Kishuv at using the Kochos Hara. Moshe Rabbeinu said, "Bali Lahem." You know, I don't want to get involved with that. And then Hashem showed him a few tricks: stick, snake. You know, snake is Ra, Nachash. Stick is Mat Elokim, Tov. There's some transitional works that can do. He goes to Mitzrayim again. Pashat Upshat in the story. He goes to Mitzrayim, shows Tov can turn to Ra. Ra can turn to Tov. Vayasu Chartume Paragam came below to him. They were able to do the same thing. Kochos Hara. And even better. And until they kept on working on it, and it was like a big sports competition of Moshe Koach HaTov, Koach Hara, and Moshe Rabbeinu won. The stick of Moshe ate up the sticks of Pyrrho. So swallow the sticks of power. So what we're talking about is Moshe Rabbeinu, look at it as you want, the tikkun graduating, but he had to get into the thick of it, which is, by the way, a very dangerous place to be, and a tzaddik doesn't want to go there. I mean, none of us are moving to Harlem. You know, we moved to Ramat Beit Shemesh to protect our children. It's a difficult place to be, but that was what, and the whole time, the whole story of Moshe Rabbeinu was such. But I just want to show you one thing, a very simple thing. Hashem hardened Pyrrho's heart over and over and over again. Even when he said, let them go, no. Like, Hashem hardened his heart. Why did he harden his heart? The goal was, let my people go. What ended up was Pyrrho was so intimidated and hurt and by the Makos, he said, okay, go. So we're going. Nope. Vayachbed Hashem is leave Pyrrho. Vayikshah Hashem is leave Pyrrho. Why? Why? The goal, mission accomplished, fourth Makos. Why do we have to go further on this? And the answer was, listen carefully because it's a very deep thing, the Ramban says. Because the mission wasn't for the Jews to get out of Mitzrayim. That was part of it. We should go free. Let my people go. The mission was to take the Ra and be Mahapecha Tatov. So says the Ramban. And it means that if Pyrrho is under pressure and he says, okay, go, then that fight was lost. There was nothing gained because it was just pressure. I want you, Pyrrho, who is the Koach of Ra, and I want you, Moshe, with the Midah of Avram Avinu, to be Mahapech Lev Pyrrho. And until he says, yes, I get it now, Einoid Milvado, there's a Hashem, get away from your departure point of Mi Hashem, and get to Hu Hashem, right? He thought he was God. Who's this God you're talking about? There's Hashem. The object of the exercise was not to only get us free and get us out of our Memtosh Aratuma, but to get Pyrrho free, because that would be a hachna. Remember, it's Yisaker, Shaber, Smager, Visachnia, to be Machnia the Ra. That was again, you know, you can't understand Pyrrho without this Ramban. Everybody said, where was the Bechira Chavshis? And if Hashem was like, well, it's missing the whole point. I want to give you Bechira Chavshis, says the Ramban. You don't have Bechira Chavshis when somebody's pushing you, when your whole country is being destroyed. So, okay, you're under pressure, you'll do it. That's not Bechira Chavshis. I'm going to give you Bechira Chavshis by making you hardened to the plagues, and then open to the Das Hashem. Be a good person. That's called being Mahapech Es Hara L'Toiv. Yes? Okay. Recess. What? Did you want to say something? Okay. You don't have to.
Is it fair to say that when Hashem created quote-unquote, created ra. He really created it in potential, and Adam HaRishon, through the chet, activated it, made it part of the bria.
Right.
So now the whole process of history, as Rav has explained, is that...
To be mahapach the ra. Yeah. Don't you can call masakin, but it's clear to say mahapach. It is a tikkun. I mean, I wrote a whole book about it. Please buy it. The whole beginnings book is about this nakuda of how to be masakin in the chet. That's a whole book. But the nakuda is the Noach model didn't work. And Hashem said, you know, I'm not going to destroy the world again because I created Tov and I created Yotzer Ar Varech Choshech Osa Shalom Borei Ra. That's the pasuk. So, Yetzer Lev Adam Ra Minu Ra. I created this Ra, let the Ra do its thing. Because the Ra is so much more energetic than the Tov.
Is the Sitraka the same before Chet Adam Raham?
So, apparently, according to the Mekubalim, it was Mafnim Yoter. It was more internalized. In other words, the Tov and the Ra were in the Bria, Adam Rishon could have just been Tov.
The structure changed.
The Ra became Bifnim of Adam and Chava, became part of us. So now we have Yetzer Hara, Yetzer HaTov. What is that? Like the Yetzer Hara is not out there. Like there's some Ra. We have it inside of us, the Tov and the Ra, which is the Yesodas that could change. But it's not what I wanted to. Let me just tell you a story But I want to learn the story a little bit. But the story in 1750, Chafetz Chaim told the story every year. Yaduah from the Talmidei Chafetz Chaim, I heard from my Rebbe, on the second day of Shavuos was the yahrzeit of Avram ben Avram, Graf Potocki. Who was, just reviewed a story with you for some of the details, but a son of nobleman, Potocki, family Potocki, it's a known family in history, who was very wealthy and was sent to one of the first universities in Paris, and he studied in Paris and went into a bar, and wanted a drink because he was ayef. And the bartender was a frum Jew. And the bartender, like a you know Jewish, a kretschmer. When he came in, the bartender, the man was a Jewish man, and he was learning Torah with his son, Gemara. And this was his parnasa, selling drinks. And this is an intelligent fellow, and he looks and he says, what are you doing? He says, I'm studying with my son, Judaism. So he goes over and he looks. He doesn't recognize the writing. He doesn't understand the words. Son of nobleman. And he said, intellectual curiosity. He said, can you teach me more about it? He taught him more about it, and they learned together, I believe, for 4 years. Bartender and a... Potocki, and till this man said, you know, I'm a Catholic, and this is where the truth is, and I want to convert. And we know the bartender's name, I don't remember, but tried to talk him out of it, you know, it's like these days, 1700s, the Catholic Church is very strong, and you've come from a famous family, and this is not going to be good for you. And he said, Afal Pikain. And so they sent him from Paris. This man sent him from Paris to Amsterdam, because in Amsterdam, the church was not as strong. It wasn't as sholeit. And he said, there you can convert. It's still legal to do conversion. And he went to Amsterdam, and he converted with a letter from the bartender, and they stuck with him for a long time, and they learned with him, and they saw this as like an unusual person. And then the Rav of Amsterdam said, you know, for you, you know, you really need to sit and learn. You need to go to Lakewood, you know. So you need to go to Vilna. Vilna's a Makom Torah, Vilna's, you know, Amsterdam was not as strong, and you have Chaburas, and you can learn. And he became already, he was already, I believe, 12, 15 years into it, and he had a beard and payas. He was blonde. This was the problem. Can't change that. Even you convert, your hair doesn't turn like black. Otherwise, I would convert. That's the. So he goes to Vilna, and in Vilna he finds a lot of Batei Midrashos in Vilna. It wasn't just like a yeshiva in Vilna. There was lots of Batei Midrashos in Vilna. It was like here. And you could learn here, and you could learn there, and he learned this chabur and that chabur, and he became and he became known to the Vilna Gaon. I don't think the Vilna Gaon was like walking around from Beis Medrash to Beis Medrash, talking to people and learning, but he became known with his shailos to the Vilna Gaon. And what happened was that there became the father in the meantime, was very concerned that his son went missing from Paris. He didn't know where his son went. I'm telling the story, by the way the Chafetz Chaim tells the story, which I think is placed in Rabbi Yaakov Emden's writing. But the father's looking for him, and he was a rich guy, an important person. And he finally heard that he converted to Judaism. This upset him. And he wanted to find him. He was hiding someplace, and the Vilna Gaon told him, go to a tiny little town in the suburbs of Vilna. Go there and learn there, and you'll be more incognito than you are here. Any case, some interesting side note is the mother, there became a warrant for his arrest. That's what the father did. And the father, a warrant for arrest and a Sav Hariga, like you get executed for this because there's some other found. It was like they called this in history Inquisition II, this particular period of time in Lithuania, and it was like the second Inquisition. People don't realize where they were actually burning Jews at the stake. You know, it was Matthias. The Catholic Church was very strong. The mother somehow got an audience with the Pope. And the Pope said, okay, pardon him. The message from the Pope took too long and got to Vilna the day after they killed him. That's the story. But when they arrested him and the father came to see him, the father told him, I love you very much, and the last thing I want to see is for you to die. But, you're giving up the Lord, Yashka. And this is like bad. It's a shame for the family, and it's bad for your soul. And they made up a thing that if he says Barabim, that I accept Christianity, they'll let him go. And the way the Chafetz Chaim told him the story, he said, "We'll even let you go and be a Jew," meaning you'll go. You go to some suburbs and some Beis Medrash, but this is too much. So he has to say it in public. The Gra at that time was in Vilna. This was, I believe, 1755, I believe. In 1755, the Gra was in Vilna. And he sent a message to who was then called Avram ben Avram. He sent a message to him, and the message was, this is really the part of the story that I'm telling you for our purposes. He said, look, I could be Mevatel this Gzeira. The Gra told him, I know how to be Mevatel this Gzeira. Now, none of us here are going to question the Gra, but the question is, like, the Gra didn't seem to like those things or do those things. I could be Mevatel the Gzeira. I could be Mevatel, he said, the Kochos Hara. You're a victim of the Kochos Hara. I could be Mevatel them with Shemos of Kabbalah, with Shemos Hashem. There are Shemos Hashem that work directly against, and that's the whole Nefesh HaChaim here, work directly against the story of Kishuv. And this is why I said at the beginning, Kishuv just doesn't mean just magic. Kishuv in this case can mean an execution process by the church. That's also Kishuv. I can be Mevatel it. This Avram ben Avram sent a message back to the Gra. I don't want to be Mevatel it. I want to go with Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. I wanted the opportunity to make a Kiddush Hashem. kill me, they kill me. It's maskir, by the way, just so we understand the context, that the Asar Aruge Malchus, Rabbi Shmuel, Shimon ben Gamliel, Ad Rabbi Akiva. So we say this in Tisha B'Av and on Yom Kippur, they were oila lamala, and to find out, in other words, they meditated themselves lamala al pi kabbalah, say Chazal, Rabbi Shmuel Kohen Gadol, to find out if their being killed was a gzera hi milfonecha, is it a gzera to atone for the sins of Yosef's brothers, or not? My nafkamina. They could be mevatelin. In fact, we could be mevatel. If it's ra, we'll go into this and we'll be mevatelin. The Arizal says, I mentioned this a number of times, that when Rabbi Kiva was dying, Yamarech Be'echad, he was saying, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. The Arizal says that in the psukim of Yahavta, Hashem Elokecha, the next psukim, you have all the letters of the Shema Mefarish. The Talmidim of Rabbi Kiva knew this was the Shem Hashem, and they assumed that there he was being crucified, and Misraka Shel Barzel, that if he's going to be able to say the Shem Hashem, and all the Romans will just drop dead. Plan, lightning will strike him, something will happen. Koach of the Shem Hashem, meaning they assumed that Rabbi Kiva was going to be mevatel the Koach Hara. V'hayamayrich be'echod. And instead, he went, Echad, Amr Loi Talmud, Rabbi Ad Khan, why are you stopping here? Geviter. if you go further, you could be mevatel to all the Romans. And he said, Kol Yomai Nitzta'arti Al Pasuk Zeh. I always wanted to be Mekayim B'chol Nafshecha, hard to imagine. But these were Gedolim. That's the pshat in being a Gedol. He was Kulei Lashem. Now, back to Rabbi Shmuel and then back to Avram ben Avram. Rabbi Shmuel said, if it's your gzeira, and this is what has to happen, we'll die. We'll be killed. Not afraid of death. If it's a davar ra that we should be mevatel, we'll be mevatel it with the Shemus HaKadusha. That's an afkamina. So just tell me what the chevra should do. Omar Hashem, gzeira hi milfonai. That the world is walking around, the Jewish people are walking around with the chet of Achi Yosef and your Gilgulim, like the Arizal says, and if you die, this will go away. I don't know what was going on in this tzaddik's head, Avram ben Avram, Avram Potatsky, but he said, no, I don't want to be, but look at it in this new way, a story I'm sure you heard. I don't want to be mevatel the koyach hara. I want to climb above that to einoid milvadoi. And I want to say Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. There was one of the Talmid of Magra, I think it was Mishkalov, whose beard didn't grow. Just genetic thing. His beard didn't grow. And the Gra sent him to the execution, which was on the Yontiv Sheni of Shavuos. So it was on Yontiv Sheni. Sent him to the execution. And the Gra told him, see if you can get the ashes of his body for Kavuras Yisrael. Story of the Gra. It's a new Gra. A new Biara Gra. And the man went on Yontiv Sheni Shel Shavuos with a pocket full of money. And he bribed the executioner to give him the ashes, and they made pretend they had the ashes, but he had the ashes, he had the vial, and he ran with it, and they buried it in Vilna, which was a place in Vilna which people went to Makom HaKodesh. It went, a fancy tree grew on it, like a crazy thing. There's no other trees right there by that kever. There's a tree, and people went there to daven for generations. Nope. And then the Nazis destroyed it. They hated the story, and they destroyed it. But they can't. They didn't dig it up. They destroyed the kever and the tree. They shot the klotz, closed down the tree. And then the oilim found the. It was actually in a cremation vial. Is that the word? Vial. A clay urn. They found it, and they buried it after the Holocaust. They also had to move the Kever of the Vilna Gaon, famously, they buried them together. So there, that's where he's buried. So he said, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, gave up the chance, like the Tanoim, to fight in the Koach Hara. Now, it's interesting that the Gra asked. It's a person's Bechira Chafshis. He asked. It's also interesting that the Gra was against all those things because the Gra is what he was choshed the Hasidim for. Because of Shabtai Tzvi. Shabtai Tzvi was all in the Ra. But here's the difference. The difference is, and I think this is the difference with the Hasidim, obviously, also. The difference is that it's not the Koach of Ra, like Shabtai Tzvi was. It was the Koach HaTov being Mashpia, the Shemais HaRa. And the Gra said, it's too scary, it's too dangerous in this generation to start fighting the battle here. Just go there. But it's interesting that the same Gra offered the service, if you will, to this Avram ben Avram Hager. Maybe he didn't know his Madrega. I don't know. Everything else, by the way, anything else I have to say about the story is commentary. I don't know. The original Rebbes were of course, Malon Tzitzis. The whole, what was the union of going down to the common man and bringing them up and going into the worst places, and the Baal Shem Tov look over his horses and go to the lowest of the low, and the Rebbe of the thieves, and every Hasidic story you ever heard is about crawling into a Makom Ra and bringing it up, which is a good thing. Everybody says it's a good thing, but taking the Ra and bringing it up. But that would be... He was afraid of it. He was afraid of it. It's not that he didn't believe in it or he didn't understand it or he didn't know what it was. You know, the story was where the Vilna Gaon saw the Balatanya and the Mezrich Maggid standing together. He ran away. Too much Kedusha. The story they tell in Brisk, you know. Like, whoa. I was like, the Gra is Kibbalah Hashem Tzvaka. It's like he ran away and he said, I can't argue with it. I just can't argue. I know what I think, but I can't argue with it. You know, so it was an amazing machlekes, but the whole machlekes is all about this Nakuda. So, okay, let's just do Chazar and we'll read up. We have time for a paragraph in the Nefesh HaChaim, but I wouldn't digress from the Nefesh HaChaim itself, but this is the Yesod HaYesodus over here. But just like, Moshe Rabbeinu's new mandate was to take the Ra and be Mahapechet Latoiv. That's where we're at. So it's like, you can go straight to Einoid Milvadoi. You can, like that, you can be masakin the Ra, or you can get rid of the Ra. The Gra said, when he heard that the execution took place, he said that the Koyach of Ruach Ra has just left the world. And there's no longer a din, said the Gra, that Ruach Ra is contagious, meaning if I didn't wash Negelvasser, it doesn't hurt food, said the Gra. It doesn't hurt the food. It doesn't catch to someone else. This is Avram ben Avram's execution and his saying Shema Yisrael, which completely lowered the level of Ruach Ra in this world. And that's what the Gra held la'alach and Talmidei Agra. By the way, don't even wash Negelvasser by their bed. When I was in yeshiva, the Hasidic yeshiva, so we got a knas if they didn't have Negelvasser by their bed. It was in Brisk, they don't wash Negelvasser by their bed. The Talmidei Agra don't wash Negelvasser by their bed. A lot of it. There's a lot of Rav Shlomo Zalman wrote Kilu a list of things. Like Rav Shlomo Zalman was a bucky. I think. People don't realize his one of his great godless, he was the biggest bucky in Grun and Minhagi Agra in the whole generation. That was the main thing of his. Ruach Ra. Ruach Ra. So, So what's interesting to me, again, you know, these are facts, but now I'm saying commentary, that you could be mevatel the ra like this, like with shemais, you could just get rid of it. But then what happens is, you know, it's like, I don't mean to bring this whole thing, dumb the whole thing down, but, you know, it's like somebody's running a 50-kilometer marathon, and you stop to offer him a ride. I'll get you there in half the time. It's the correct thing for the Vilna Gaon to offer this holy Jew a ride. And it was the correct thing for him to say, no. I'm running. You're not allowed to even, in the marathons, you're not allowed to even use like sneakers that are too fancy because they give you an artificial advantage. You know, not everybody can afford them. You know.
Abraham was choosing the Derek of Abraham as opposed to Noah?
I believe so. And this gets us back to Pyroi because this is what Hashem wanted and accomplished with Makas Bechoyers, that to be Machnia the Koyach Hara. To be machnia the koyach hara is the tachlis of the bria. Brasi etzahara, brasi teret havlin. You know, let me say something. The Gemara says in beginning of brachos, the Gemara says that somebody feels overpowered by their etzahara. So what should you do? So the Gemara says, La'olam yargiz adam yetzer hatov yetzer hara. You should fight. Fight with your yetzer hara. No, I'm not going to do it. It's the wrong thing to do. Well, do it. No, I'm not going to do it. It's a hard fight. If he's not winning the fight, says the Gemara, yikra kriya shema. So say shema. This will help. And if you still have your Yetzer Hara to do something, name your Yetzer Hara. I don't think it makes any difference. You don't have to name it out loud. If you're still losing this battle, Tachshuv Yom HaMavet. Just think about death. The why doesn't the Gemara just say, L'chatchila, that if your Yetzer Hara is bothering you, all of us have been there, just think about death, a good trick. Meditate on death. Imagine you're being buried. You know, there were great secular gedolim, goyim, that used to buy a cemetery plot, take a beach chair, and sit there and meditate on the plot for hours and hours and hours. It was like a thing to do. You know, tachshuv yom hamisa. So what's this? Yargiz adam yetzer hara v'yetzer hatov. Why are you starting off with a fight? Just walk around the whole thing and tachshuv yom hamisa with a kriya shema in the middle. Because the correct thing to do is to be machnia the ra, not be mevatel the ra. You can do it. That would be tachshuv yom hamavet. But that's not the okay. You won the battle, but you lost the war. You haven't accomplished what you're supposed to accomplish. I think it's complex. It's a puzzle. But there's a difference between being mevatel the ra, being machnia the ra, and then saying einoin mevadoi, just skipping the whole thing. In between yom hamavis and yargis is yikra kriyashma. So what is that? That's what Rabbi Kiva did. That's what the Avram ben Avram did. Yikra kriyashma. He didn't have to think too hard about yom hamavis. It was standing right in front of him. But here was the Yetzer Hara. In other words, Yetzer Hara was, I can live. I can do more mitzvahs. I can learn more Torah. I can perform a miracle. The Gra can make the Gra much more, his Wikipedia page will look different. I could do a miracle. That's not the Derech. The Derech is Yikra Kriyashma, which is like standing right there in the middle of the two places, which is Achdus Hashem, the Tov and the Ra, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. That was like the tachlis of the Tanoim. Everybody was Meisher Nefesh Al Kiddush Hashem, who said Shema, and right down to, you know, Avram ben Avram in the Holocaust, you know, the Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Somehow or another, to show that Tov Ra, it's all Meis Hashem Akol Echad. That's a hachna. That's not a bittul. That's a hachna of Ra. Okay, we should only know Simchas.